attacks on civilians. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian officials say Russia continues to target more cities and civilians. Some villages have been flattened completely.
And what that means is the civilian toll continues to rise, and it's rising across the country. We've seen the ceasefire and the humanitarian corridors in Mariupol break down, Russians shelling those exit routes. And it does seem that because the Russians have been held back till now, we've seen them pick up attacks, indiscriminate attacks on civilians, on urban centers, on hospitals, schools. All of those have been hit. 1.5 million people who have fled the country in the last 10 days alone, families torn apart, leaving everything that they have.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. In Washington, D.C., a pro-Ukrainian rally. Ukrainian parliament member Oleksandra Ustinova calling for more support for her country.
Please write your congress people right here to the administration and demand these strong sanctions. I understand nobody wants to pay extra 50 cents for a gallon of gas. Well, we have children dying every day because they have money to put into their army. I think we can pay more here for the gas, not to allow children to die on the streets.
NATO and the U.S. have ruled out establishing a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo giving his first public speech since resigning over multiple sexual harassment allegations. Cuomo telling an audience at a Brooklyn, New York church he didn't realize that his behavior with the women was no longer socially acceptable.
However, the truth is also that contrary to what my political opponents would have had you believe, nothing I did violated the law or the regulation.
Cuomo cited the fact that none of the 11 complaints was pursued as a criminal case as proof that he was a victim of cancel culture. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Elon Musk's space company is sending up more internet satellites.
SpaceX will launch another round of satellites into orbit this coming week as part of the company's net of tiny satellites delivering affordable orbit-based internet service around the planet. It's called Starlink. The company launched another batch just last week. It was designed to make internet available even in underdeveloping countries and free from government interference that could prevent communication during political crises. SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, just rushed equipment to Ukraine to allow that country and its citizens access to the world in the case Russian attackers damage or destroy the existing telecommunication infrastructure. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Amtrak says a Norfolk Southern freight train derailment has led to changes to its East Coast schedule. Amtrak will operate a modified schedule between New York and Philadelphia as crews work to repair the track. There will be limited Acela service between New York and Washington, as well as limited Northeast regional service in the same corridor and points to the south. The fictionalized story of one of basketball's greatest teams lands on HBO.
Adam McKay's Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, is based on the book by Jeff Perlman, Showtime, Magic, Kareem, Riley, and the Los Angeles Lakers, and looks at the Lakers of the 1980s, one of the most glamorous organizations in the history of American sports.
The Los Angeles Lakers select Irvin Magic Johnson.
series dives into both the personal and professional lives of the Lakers and how they went on to dominate the sport and takes us through all the doors that opened for them, from Playboy mansions to the thresholds of Hollywood and beyond. The first episode was directed by McKay. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.